There's a brand new Ms. Marvel character. Her name is Kamala Khan. She's geeky. She shops at consignment stores, and she's an immigrant, Muslim, teenage superhero. Whew! Her creator is G. Willow Wilson. Wilson lives here in Seattle. She converted to Islam in college. I sat down with her yesterday, the day after the launch of the Kamala Khan series. Willow Wilson told me about the comic that got her into this business.
The first one I ever picked up was actually this anti-smoking PSA little 10-page booklet that we got in health class that had the X-Men persuading a high school athlete not to take up smoking. And it must have worked because I never smoked. But I thought, how cool is it that there are these heroes who have these wonderful costumes and they have these amazing powers. And, you know, when I got to be older, I realized that there were people who made these things, that they don't just appear out of nowhere on the shelf. And I sort of set about trying to figure out how to become one of those people.
Kamala Khan, this teenage superhero, as I mentioned, teenage Muslim superhero, is an immigrant. And she actually was born in somebody else's brain and pitched to you. Is this how she was pitched?
Yes and no. I got a call sort of out of the blue from two editors at Marvel, Sana Amanat and Stephen Wacker, who said, hey, we want to create a teenage Muslim female superhero from scratch. Would you like to be this person to take this on? And I said, yes, of course. I was flattered to be asked, though not without trepidation, because I knew that it was a big risk. I was really given a blank slate in terms of what her background should be, where she should be from, what her family life was like, what her personality and powers would be. So it was a very interesting learning process.
Why were you nervous?
Well, for two reasons. First, on a practical level, the comics industry is in a very interesting transition period right now. Trying anything new that is not one of the characters that people know and love and buy 80,000 copies a month of is often a big risk. There's a certain amount of attrition that is spoken about in hushed tones that happens from month to month, typically on new titles. So for them to want to do a totally brand new character in this day and age, I thought was very bold. I thought picking a character who was young and from a minority whose position in the U.S. is still somewhat tense, I thought was doubly bold. There's also a certain amount of debate in the industry about diversification, both in terms of gender, because, of course, there are far more male creators than female creators, and yet the readership of comics is evenly split between men and women.
Is it really?
It is now, yes, and that is a recent thing. And, you know, also in terms of race, sexuality, all of these things that are, you know, sort of hot button issues today. And the jury is kind of out about how fans react to this stuff. Sometimes they're very open and welcoming, and sometimes there's a certain amount of hostility about why things need to change, what was wrong with the way they were before. And I knew that we were going to have to get it exactly right.
As you mentioned, these two editors said you can create this person from scratch. So I'm holding up a white piece of paper. I don't know if that's how you actually do it, but where do you start? What was the process?
We start really with a lot of conversations. I write a lot of character sketches in which I sort of describe both the picture I have in my head of what this character physically appears like, and also what her mannerisms would be, her characteristics, what she would wear, what her background is.
So you use words rather than pictures?
Yes, I don't do any of the drawing. These days in comics, because most comics are produced on a monthly schedule, there's a division of labor. Otherwise, you know, one person could not do all of that at the same time. So I write something that looks a lot like a screenplay. It's called a script. And then the artist takes that, and instead of making moving pictures as you would in a film, you make still pictures on the page. I write sort of art directions that the artist takes and renders into pictures.
I've seen pictures of her. I'm not lucky enough to have in my hot hand Kamala Khan, the first issue hot off the presses.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I noticed that you wear a headscarf, but Kamala does not.
Yes.
So I'm wondering how much you invested this character with things that come out of your own life and how much you sort of set her loose.
I tried to sort of set her loose as much as possible. I wanted her, and Sana, the editor, felt the same way, to really not be a cookie-cutter token character. I wanted her as much as I could to reflect the authentic experience of the young American Muslim women that I've met. And even though I've worn a headscarf for 10 years, the majority of young American Muslim women do not. That's especially true in the Indian and Pakistani Muslim communities. And I wanted to make her representative of that community rather than some sort of cardboard cutout that looks like how people think, you know, a Muslim woman should look.
Do you think of her as a person, a character? In other words, do you have conversations with her in your head? And how would they go if it was real?
You know, I think there's some writers who do that. I am the sort of writer who does like to maintain a certain amount of critical distance from my work. Having said that, though, when I sat down to create Kamala, I was sort of nervous, and I wanted to make sure that the details really rang true. But then as soon as I started writing, all of that intentionality, if you will, sort of fell away, and she just very naturally grew on the page. And her voice was very distinctive to me right away. The kinds of mannerisms that she had came very naturally. So she really became her own person very quickly.
Maybe our listeners have not seen Kamala Khan, though. How could that possibly be? Or maybe they're just not comic book readers. Maybe you want to describe her.
So she's a 16-year-old Pakistani-American girl who was born and raised in Jersey City, the daughter of Pakistani immigrants. She's about 5'5", has sort of medium brown skin, dark brown hair and eyes. She's petite. She has sort of a very quirky way of standing and moving. She's kind of a geek girl, so she's not afraid to kind of make funny faces. She's very unself-conscious. She likes to run around in this sort of blue, white, and yellow motocross jacket that has the Captain Marvel symbol on it. So she's, I mean, I think in a lot of ways she'd be very identifiable to, you know, people who've had similar experiences going through public high school in the U.S. and navigating that social minefield.
So like an American girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
G. Willow Wilson on her newest comic superhero, Kamala Khan. She's an immigrant Muslim teenage superhero. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.